It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. President Trump is threatening to withhold federal funds from California after a transgender athlete qualified for the girls' state track and field championship this upcoming weekend. So today, California announced, Phil, that there would be a change, one time only, if you missed out on a slot going to state because a trans athlete finished above you, you get to go. Was it the pressure from the White House threatening to take away federal funds that led to that capitulation?
Well, what we have here is an ongoing issue in California and across the country. It wasn't an issue, say, 5 years ago. It's something new. The entire transsexual in sports is something brand new and something that is an instant debate where everybody seems to have an opinion, but nobody seems to have a solution. And Gavin Newsom, who initially supported the bill passed in 2023 by Jerry Brown that said no discrimination based on gender, you just self-identified, and that was it. Simple as that. It got a little complicated, so he said yes. After hearing from women athletes and their parents, he said, okay, there is something deeply unfair about this. The question is what to do about it. Now, the California Interscholastic Federation put in a new rule, as you just aptly put it. It said, okay, if you're in a competitive qualifying situation and a girl, if you want to call it, or a cis person is aced out by somebody who's transitioning or has transitioned, then they still get a shot at the state title. I don't know if it's an answer because the next round is, okay, so you're in the state competition now. You're in the finals. What do you do then when somebody comes in ahead of a cisgendered female? Even the terminology is hard to keep up with.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a solution, but it's gone back and forth.
Yeah, is the governor kind of waffling on his position here, or was he kind of backed into a corner here with the president saying, listen, we're going to withhold federal funds, and we've seen him withhold funds from universities and the like, so maybe we better do something about it.
Well, he can. There's I don't know of any federal funds that the president can withhold on the high school level. We're not talking Harvard research or big grants that go out to these sports programs. I don't necessarily see that. That's part of Trump's bluster. Newsom, on the other hand, was trying to look for a solution, saying, "Look, I see it's unfair. Maybe we can work something out." And that triggered Trump to say, "No, it's all or nothing." So, Newsom, who is always trying to, has this long history of trying to empathize with everybody in every situation and come out as in support of everything at one time, he's got himself in a box. Now, what the state's going to do about that, we'll see. It remains to be seen. But Newsom is saying, look, I said it's unfair. Let's see if this makes it fair. But to the average person listening to the radio right now, their mind's already made up one way or the other.
All right, very good, Phil. Thank you. Our insider, Phil Mateer, will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning here on KCBS.